Officials in Peru say 32 passengers died, including two children, and more than 20 were injured when a bus plummeted from a cliff early Tuesday. The accident happened some 37 miles or 60 kilometers east of the capital, Lima. There had been 63 passengers on the bus. The local police commander told TV Peru, quote, recklessness contributed to Tuesday's accident, adding the bus had been traveling at a high speed. It hit a rock and plunged into an abyss some 650 feet deep, according to survivors. Venezuelan opposition parties announced Tuesday they will participate in regional and municipal elections scheduled for November, reversing ground from their previous boycotts of recent balloting. The announcement comes days before the opposition and the government of President Nicolas Maduro are expected to meet in Mexico City to continue negotiations on finding a common path out of Venezuela's political standoff. The regional and municipal elections are scheduled for November 21st. The opposition parties, grouped in the so-called Unitary Platform and led by Juan Guaido, boycotted previous elections, including the re-election of Maduro as president in 2018, arguing that Venezuela lacks the conditions for free and fair elections. The U.S. aid agency said Tuesday rebels in Ethiopia's war-torn Tigray region have been looting aid warehouses, calling the alleged thefts, quote, a great concern for humanitarians. Sean Jones, head of the USAID mission in Ethiopia, told state television EBC, quote, we know for a fact that the TPLF, Tigray People's Liberation Front, every town they've gone into, they looted the warehouses, they've looted trucks, they've caused a great deal of destruction in all the villages they've visited,